walk me through how that all went down. Where do you even start when you have to do a cleanup like that?
Well, so we got an email from Andrea Cajun from the MPP of Barrie and Innisfil. We got it the night before asking if we could lend some assistance, and we felt like it was our civic duty to do it. So we just sprung into action and made sure we were there first thing in the morning and just started loading.
So what were you taking away? Was it just debris, or was it like people's destroyed possessions?
It was mostly debris. It was mostly shingles, wood, branches, a lot of tree branches, some plastic sheds that had just been torn apart, mostly just roof debris.
Well, I guess that was what was mostly destroyed, right? Like people's roofs were torn off during the tornado.
Absolutely. Now that was the first cleanup that we did in Barrie. We had to go and service our customers because we had to make sure that we found time for Barrie, because again, we felt like we had to do something. So we did that first. We went and did jobs for our customers. As soon as we could find more time in our schedule, we came back. We were actually told that more damage had happened over at Sandy Cove, which we didn't even know about. So when we heard that, we said, hey, we can go there and help as well. So they sent us over there, and I guess somebody's roof had been blown right off into somebody else's yard. So we went there and we just started cleaning up there as well.
How did everyone help? People like literally picking up the pieces of debris, putting them into garbage bags? Like, paint us a picture of what it was like in Barrie.
So when we drove down the road, we started at the very top of, I think it was Majesty. So we started there, and then everybody had, I guess, in the community just made piles at the end of their driveway, which is absolutely amazing. So we basically just drove down the road, went side to side, and just kept grabbing every pile we could see.
Oh, cool. So that's a pretty good system. They pile it up at the end and you drive by and grab it.
We couldn't complain. They did a lot. They did a lot. The community was amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool. It really like shows the spirit of Barrie in a time like this.
Exactly. It just showed that, you know, there's still humanity out there, and that's nice to see.
How long did the cleanup in Barrie take, and then the cleanup in Sandy Cove?
So the one in Barrie, we were there for about 2 hours in the morning. And then Sandy Cove was a little bit less, because they had workers actually from Sandy Cove that were there, and they just created a team as well, and we just cleaned a field. So it was a give or take. It was about an hour.
That's a lot quicker than I would have thought. I thought you were going to say, like, oh, we were there like all day. It was hours and hours.
It looked like we were going to be there all day, and we would have been had people not just decided that they were going to help.
Yeah, the community really came together. And we'll just wrap up with, were there any stories from members of the community that you talked to whose houses were damaged that have really stuck with you?
We didn't get a chance to talk much about the community, but the first thing that somebody said to us is, we had no idea you guys were coming, and that we were a sight for sore eyes. So, I mean, that just made us extra happy to do what we do.
That's such rewarding work. I bet you haven't had something like this in your career to have to do.
I haven't. I've been doing this a long time, for about 10 years, and I've never had to clean up after a tornado before.
It's one for the books.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, thank you so much, Emerson. I really appreciate the time, and thank you so much for all of your hard work, and for Just Junk, for taking the time to do all of that.
It was our pleasure.